Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today, Chelsea Richmond, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health. Start of a new year, Chelsea, and you have some important information about Radon Action Month.
That's right. That definitely is the start of a new year, and January has been designated as National Radon Action Month by the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, in an effort to raise awareness and encourage individuals to test their homes for the presence of radon. Governor Laura Kelly has also signed a proclamation declaring the month of January in Kansas as Radon Action Month as well. For those that may not know, radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas that is found in soils across Kansas. Radon levels are low outside because their effects are diluted, but once they're inside a home or building, they can build up to an undesirable level. On average, 1 in 4 homes in Kansas test at or above the EPA's radon action level. And really, the primary concern associated with long-term exposure to elevated radon levels is an increased risk for developing lung cancer. Radon exposure is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and the secondary leading cause of lung cancer in those that do smoke. Because you can't see or smell radon, people maybe tend to minimize the health effect and maybe possibly ignore that radon may exist at an elevated level in their home. The only way to know if radon is elevated in your home is to test for it. And with January being a National Radon Action Month, I definitely encourage you to take those steps to test your home this month. We do have radon test kits available in all 3 of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, and Garnett. You can stop by one of our offices and purchase a test kit for $7.50. When you purchase that test kit, the best place to test your home for radon is on the lowest lived-in level. This would also include a basement if your family spends time in a family room, bedroom, or living room space. If your basement is really primarily used for storage, then you'll want to test on the first floor of your home in a bedroom, living room, or family room. The test kits do come with a prepaid mailing envelope, and you return that test to a lab for processing, and then the lab will send you results by mail and then also post them online based on a serial number that is found on that test kit. If the initial test results show a reading of 4 or higher, then a longer follow-up test is recommended, and if that follow-up test confirms the presence of radon at an elevated level, the equipment can be installed to mitigate and lower those radon levels within your home. If you're wanting more information about radon exposure, testing, or mitigation, you can visit the Kansas Radon Program's website at kansasradonprogram.org. They also have a hotline number that you can call with questions at 1-800-693-5343.
Well, Chelsea, that's very interesting information, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. I think that's something every home should probably take advantage of.
Yes, most definitely. And we're also available here in our offices to help answer questions or direct get you to the right people to help answer questions if that come up, if you have more involved ones that with regard to radon as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agricultural and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.